Romans chapter 4. What then shall we say Abraham our father has found with respect to the flesh? For if Abraham was justified by works, he has a reason to boast, but not to God. For what does the scripture say? Now Abraham believed God, and it was imputed to him as righteousness. And the wages due to the workman are not considered as being of grace, but as a debt. But for one who does not work, but who believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is counted as righteousness. As indeed David also says of the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are they whose lawless deeds have been forgiven, and whose sins have been covered over. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin at all. So is this blessedness on the circumcision, or also on the uncircumcision? For we say, faith was imputed to Abraham as righteousness. How then was it imputed? To him when he was in circumcision, or in uncircumcision? Not in circumcision, but in uncircumcision. And he received the sign of circumcision, a seal of the righteousness of faith which was in uncircumcision, so that he should be the father of all those who believe, despite uncircumcision, with a view to righteousness being imputed to them also, and the father of the circumcision, not to those of the circumcision only, but also to those who march in the footsteps of our father Abraham's faith, which was in uncircumcision. For the promise to Abraham, or to his seed, was not through the law, that he should be heir to the world, but it was through the righteousness of faith. For if those of the law were heirs, faith would have been made void, and the promise would have been invalidated. For the law engenders wrath, for where there is no law, neither is there transgression. Here is why it is of faith, so that it is by grace, in order that the promise be secure for all the seed, not only to that of the law, but also to that of Abraham's faith, who is the father of us all, as it stands written, I have appointed you a father of many nations in the sight of God, whom he believed, who makes the dead alive, and calls the things not in existence to exist. And he against hope but in hope believed, so that he became the father of many nations according to what had been spoken, so shall your seed be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, which was by that time dead, he being about 100 years old, or the deadness of Sarah's womb. And he did not hesitate at God's promise in disbelief, but he was strengthened in faith, and he gave glory to God, and he was fully convinced that what he had promised he was also able to do, which is also why it was imputed to him as righteousness. But it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for our sakes, to whom it is going to be imputed, to us who believe in him who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered on account of our transgressions and raised on account of our justification.